about our Lord Jesus sending out 72. We're going to take a few minutes and send out two. I forgot about Joaquin. Three. This is Zach and Margarita Lutz here to share with us about their adventure upcoming.
All right, like he said, for those of you who don't know us, we're Margarita and Zach, and this is Joaquin Lutz, and we've been a part of Grace and Peace since we moved to St. Louis for seminary in the summer of 2016. And my parents are from Puerto Rico, and during our time at Covenant, we got connected with Puerto Rican students who told us about two PCA church plants in Puerto Rico. See, Puerto Rico is a Latin American nation with a unique relationship to the U.S., and it's at a crossroads of culture and language. And the people there are hungry to see and experience how the gospel of Christ reaches and transforms every area of their life. Through our love for Puerto Rico and our desire to minister in a Latin American context and our experience in ministry, God has called our family to be a part of a movement of church plants, spreading Christ to a hurting island, and enriching our own PCA denomination with a Latino perspective. The hope of the PCA church planting network that we're going to be a part of is that by 2025, there would be 5 church plants, 10 national seminary trained ministry leaders, and the hope of creating 1 bilingual presbytery in Puerto Rico. At this time, there are 2 church plants, Iglesia La Travesía and Trinity Church, with a 3rd, Iglesia La Comunión, starting up this summer. And as you may have noticed, one of those names is not like the others. Trinity Church is an English-speaking church plant that serves the 200,000 English-only speakers in the San Juan metro area. They have come there, they've moved to San Juan, some for federal assignments and some for business opportunities, but they all need the family of God to witness to them of the knowledge and power and love of Christ. And as Trinity Church grew, the leadership there recognized the need for a dedicated youth, children, and family pastor, and have called Zach to fill that role. So he'll tell you some about that.
Yeah, so part of receiving the call, or them telling me about this position, as they brought us down this spring, we were both kind of asking the question, why us? It seems like there might be people that are better fit or better equipped. And in some ways, we needed a reminding of how God had worked in our lives and why and how he'd equipped us to do this. So I'm going to share just a brief history of this. I'm not going to get too far into it. Margaret and I met on a short-term mission trip in Mexico when we were 15 and 16. So that started there. I went on a number of those short-term trips. Margarita went on 2. From there, I did an internship during undergrad with MTW in Mexico as well. When we got married and moved to Kansas City, we really had a lot of opportunity to work with children. So I was hired to work as a youth director at a PCA church. For 3 years, we started a children's ministry there together. I needed a lot of her help. And then I also taught Bible at a Christian high school to 8th through 11th graders, so it also included 8th grade. During that time, Margarita was able to teach dance to small children, and that's where she kind of discovered her love of education for small children as well. And you guys provided her an opportunity to exercise some of that as she was co-director of children's ministry here. So with her family, our history with Latin American missions, and our history with youth ministries, Trinity Church thought we were a pretty good fit. And after they reminded us of some of that, as we had kind of either chosen to ignore it because the call is a little scary or some piece of that, they had to remind us, and we're like, yeah, we do think that God is calling us there. Because they are still a church plant, this position does require raising support for the first 3 to 5 years until the church is self-sufficient. You guys have given us a lot of encouragement, support, and opportunities throughout our time in seminary, and we would ask you to continue supporting us through your prayers, words of encouragement, which have been more meaningful than probably those who have given them have realized while we've been here, and also financially. Some of the prayer requests that we do have is prayer for the ministry, the people in Puerto Rico that we'll be ministering to. It'll be a few months before we get down there, so we would like you to pray with us for those people. Also pray for us as we're raising support and moving. It looks like our last Sunday here will be August 4th, and we'll be in and out support raising trips back in Kansas City and Des Moines and some other places. So all of that travel is busy for us as well. And then finally, we would ask you to pray for the island of Puerto Rico. You guys have sure have seen it in the news and some of the seeming instability, but some of the problems that are going on there, and it needs prayer from all of us, and we would ask you to join with us there. We also have some cards with us if you would like to catch us today that have those prayer requests on there, and we would love to meet with you to talk with you more about partnering with us in more specific ways. But again, thank you so much for loving us well while we've been here and loving our son. So, thank you.
And I've asked Viviana to pray for the three of them.
Dear Lord, you are so good. You are so good to us, and you certainly do more than we can ask or imagine. I could not have certainly imagined the privilege of walking along Margarita and Zach during this time, the privilege of their friendship. And I could have certainly not imagined, Lord, that you would be preparing them to go to Puerto Rico. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the gifts that you've given them, for the opportunity you've given us as a congregation, Lord, to given us the benefit of knowing them and just seeing your goodness through their lives, Lord. Lord, we pray for them. We pray, Lord, that you would provide everything that they need, Lord, that you would help them as they wait upon you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would give them courage, Lord, that you would give them courage to love well, Lord, and to serve you in Puerto Rico, Lord. Lord, as we imagine and as we ask, Lord, we pray that you would do more, that you would do more in their lives, that you would do more in Puerto Rico, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to just raise people that would serve you there. We pray for Puerto Rico, and as we pray for Zach and Margarita, Lord, as they go out, we pray for your blessing, good Lord, that you would bless the work of their hands. Padre Celestial, te pedimos que tú seas con ellos, que tú guardes su entrada y su salida, Dios, y que bendigas la obra de sus manos. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Gracias. Thanks, guys.